0427 922 891. Got to tell you, last night headed along to the Wizard of Oz, as many people did. It was opening night, and there were also a couple of performances ahead of opening night. So there are a lot of people who have already seen the show. Of course, there is a fantastic show on offer there, but there is no doubt that the one, I was going to say person, but it's not a person that steals the show, is the dog, Toto, that plays Toto. In fact, it's two dogs on different occasions. I think it's Flick and Trouble. Flick and Trouble interchange in the role of Toto. There was hardly a person in the Festival Theatre last night who every time the dog appeared on stage didn't sort of go, oh. There was this communal, oh, every time Toto appeared. When he sat beautifully on stage, completely quietly, didn't do a thing, everyone just looked and went, oh. When he ran across the stage, it's like, oh. And it was not just one person, it was this group. Oh, everyone loved the dog. So has this sparked a renewed interest in Toto? Now, interestingly, Flick and Trouble, who play Toto in the Adelaide show, and I presume right in the Australian version, are Australian Terriers. In the film, in the original film with Judy Garland, Toto was a Cairn Terrier, by my understanding. So why the change, and what about the interest? Peter Oswald is an Australian Terrier breeder here in South Australia. Hello, Peter.
Hello, Sonia.
How long have you been breeding Aussie Terriers?
Not very long, probably about 13 years.
Oh, that's still pretty significant.
Well, it was something I always wanted to do. I spent a lifetime wanting to do it, but couldn't get around to actually breeding them until after all my children were grown up and whatever.
What attracted you to the Aussie Terrier?
Well, I've always had Aussie Terriers all my life, they were a dog that a lot of people of my generation grew up with. In fact, when I go to shows and displays and whatever, it's amazing how many people come up to me and say, oh, yes, I used to have one of those when I was a child. And you say, well, what have you got now? And they say, oh, well, I've got a Maltese Shih Tzu cross or a Spoodle or one of the more fashionable dogs. So the little Aussies sort of gone out of fashion a bit, I think.
Well, they had, but what's happened since the Wizard of Oz has been back on the boards?
Well, it's probably too early to say at this stage, but I can tell you that earlier in the year, there was a bit of publicity with an Aussie Terrier who hitched a ride on a semi-trailer from Goondiwindi
yes.
over to Snowtown. And as a result of that, there was quite a lot of interest. And I think people are just realising that, you know, the old breeds have got something to offer. And the Aussie Terrier was bred for Australian conditions. It was bred to go with the swaggies and the outback and to hunt the mice and rats and snakes, and you know, and didn't eat very much. You could pick him up and carrying him if you had to, and they're just, you know, designed and bred specially for Australia.
So you mentioned that a lot of people who you come across said they had them as kids.
Yeah.
And if you're listening to this and you had one and you like them or have a story to tell about them, I'd love to hear from people. 1-300-222-891. You can also text us on 0467-922-891. Is there something about the breed and their personality or their type that makes them good for kids?
Well, as I said, they're bred for Australian conditions. And I think that as breeders, we've tried to be very careful how we breed them. There's a lot of misconceptions about, you know, breeders and pedigree dogs, but in actual fact, I think we breed our dogs for temperament and for health. So, you know, if you meet the parents, you see the puppies grow up to be like the parents, and the Aussies are really good little watchdogs. They're great for kids. They don't eat very much. They don't cost much to keep. They're more suited to the smaller backyards that we have in, you know, these days. We don't have the big quarter-acre blocks that we used to have. So they tick a lot of boxes. And I think, I mean, as I said, I've always had them and I just love them. So, and you know, they'll follow you around. they hop in the car, and you know, so
yeah,
they're very good little dogs.
How smart are they, Peter? The reason I asked this is because I mentioned at the beginning that originally in The Wizard of Oz, Toto was a Cairn Terrier.
Mm.
This time round in this Australian production, it's an Australian Terrier, or they are Australian Terriers.
Mm.
And I've got a text from someone who says, Cairn Terriers aren't that smart. Or aren't known for their intellect, much safer with an Aussie. So is an Australian Terrier smarter than your average Terrier?
I'd get into trouble with some of my friends who breed Cairn Terriers if I answered that.
Now, I used to have... Well, our family used to have a Cairn Terrier, and I think they're absolutely lovable, but, a little bit, like, pretty but dumb.
Yeah, well, as I say, I've got no personal experience of Cairns, but...
Right.
But they're, I mean, all dogs are bred for a purpose, and terriers in general were bred to control vermin. So I'm sure the Cairn Terriers do a great job in doing that.
Mm.
And my dogs, I've got a little female 12-month-old or 15-month-old puppy called Tilly, and she is the smartest dog I've ever had. And she's so smart that she's almost a bit naughty because she knows what you're going to do before you do it.
Yeah, right. So she can she beats you at your game, does she?
You think I'm going to go outside? I'm not going outside. You go first, and then I know that you're going out. It's that sort of thing.
Yeah. But, Peter, are they easily trained? Because this dog last night, and I presume that I don't know whether we saw Trouble or Flick last night, but having said that, they must both be similarly able. Was impeccable when you consider there were people moving and dancing and lunging around them when you consider they were singing, there was a full orchestra pit in front of them. You know, as far as noise and movement and doing exactly what they were told, this dog was perfect.
I had a friend who went to a matinee the other day, and a lady who used to breed or is still heavily involved, she's the secretary of the Australian Terrier Club, but she commented on that too. And I suppose, you know, terriers probably, they're not as easy to train as some other breeds of dogs, you know, like sheepdogs and border collies and whatever, kelpies that are very smart and easily trained. But I guess it's also a testimony to the patience of the trainer and the fellow that trained these dogs. They both belong to a lady over in Victoria, I think. One was bred by her and one was bred by a lady in Queensland. And I think the person that trained was probably really, really good at what they did. But, yes, they've got to have something to work with, and the little dogs are pretty smart. But you know, terriers are different. They are more independent naturally, I think. He's done a good job and you know, in training them, but the temperament's there as well.
Yeah. Peter, stay on the line. I'm talking with Peter Oswald. He's an Australian Terrier breeder here in South Australia, the Australian Terrier being the dogs. There are two of them that play the role of Toto in The Wizard of Oz, which opened last night here in South Australia. Someone's saying Toto was a Cairn Terrier. Well, yes, in the film. That's what we're saying is why, rather than go with a Cairn Terrier, did they go with an Aussie Terrier? What's different or better or perhaps preferable about that on a stage version of the show? Marianne's given us a ring from Ashford. Hello, Marianne.
Yes, I had as a child, we had an Australian Terrier called Larry, and Larry was my shadow. He went everywhere with me, and I used to be able to dress him up and put him in the doll's pram and take him for a walk up the street, and he would just do whatever. It was just an amazing dog.
Easily trained, Marianne?
I think as a child, I think because I was younger, I was about seven, eight. So he was just always with me. And I can't recall really having to work really hard. He just did what he did.
Yeah.
You know, he was just a great dog. And if Mum or Dad were really angry at me, he would sit on my bed and growl at them and say, leave her alone.
So loyal as well.
Very loyal. And I was just saying, an interesting last June, Steve, my husband and I were up in Scandinavia and we were crossing the border from Norway to Finland, and there's a bridge, and we got out to walk across the bridge, and there was an elderly couple coming towards us. They were Finnish and they had an Australian Terrier.
Is that right?
Yeah, here we were in the middle of nowhere and there's an Australian Terrier.
Thanks for that, Marianne. Marianne from Ashford. Peter Oswald, Australian Terriers are called, obviously, Australian Terriers, but how widespread are they in the world?
Well, it's interesting that the lady talked about Finland because there's quite a lot of them in Scandinavia. Finland in particular, I think there are 3,000 registered Australian Terriers in Finland. Someone told me recently. Not so common. I've got friends in France who live in Paris. I've got Aussie Terriers, but there's not very many in France. But certainly in northern, in Germany, Holland, Denmark, Sweden, Norway, Finland, there's lots and lots of Aussies. They love them over there. And it's funny seeing photos of them in the snow. And you think, this little dog was bred for the outback. And here they are prancing around in the snow in Finland. It's interesting.
Mm. One of our texters says, our Australian Terrier was a rescue. Dim as a doornail, hard to train, and she ate our budgie. Took a while to forgive her. So maybe the budgie was looked like a rodent in the desert there, Peter.
Well, it's only doing, I suppose it was, you know, exactly. It was, they were bred to, you know, I wouldn't trust Aussies with my chooks either, so... But, you know, there's no point condemning the dog because that's what it was bred to do.
So, Peter, Wizard of Oz has been around interstate for a while. You've been doing this. Is there an increase in demand for Aussie Terriers at the moment? You said the Goondiwindi trip by the lovely little Rusty,
yeah.
Certainly sparked a bit of interest, renewed interest in Aussie Terriers. Mm. Are you seeing any of that through the Wizard of Oz?
Well, we are. There's been a few things. The new laws that are coming in with the Dog and Cat Management Board, which is designed to control backyard breeders and so forth, is making people more aware of the benefits of having a pedigree dog and knowing the background of your dog and all those sorts of things. But we've recently had, well, my little girl Lucy has just had 7 puppies. And I could have sold those puppies 3 or 4 times over.
Yeah. And is that how it's been in previous years?
No, not really. But I've got other friends who breed them in South Australia, and we never have any trouble finding homes for our puppies. So, and good homes too, you know, not just someone who wants to buy a puppy on a whim, but somebody that's, you know, going to provide them with a good home. So.
Yeah. Well, Peter, there's obviously, I would suggest that you're probably going to get a few more calls because there was so much ooing and ahhing last night when Toto, a.k.a. Flick or Trouble, headed onto the stage, that I think there are a few kids who are going to be asking their parents for that breed of dog. Peter,
well, it's not surprising.
No.
It's not surprising.
Well, you're obviously an advocate. Peter Oswald, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Sonia.
Peter Oswald, the Australian Terrier breeder. If you did see it last night, what did you think of Toto's performance? Thought it was the standout, got to say. Flick or Trouble, whoever we had last night, did a super job on the stage. Very, very cute. A nod to our Australian Terriers. Had Aussie Terrier, loyal, super smart, but wouldn't trust her with kids, says this texter. Thank you. And sadly, for one of our texters, says, my little Aussie Terrier left me last December, just before Christmas. She was beautiful. Coming up next, we would like you to get involved in our Would You Rather. It has a bit of a Commonwealth Games theme, and this is a theme whether you like the Commonwealth Games or not. It's 23 minutes past 2.
Start the day with Ali Clark.
Now, Lani, you said it's been wise for the opposition to put breathing space.